Hey, good morning. It is Sunday, August 21st, 2022. This is the regular business meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board. This is Michael Novick, the chair, and our secretary, Ralph Hawkins, will call the roll.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron?
Here.
Christina Avalos? Jose Benavides? Fred Blair?
Fred present. Blair.
Thank you, Fred. Sandy Charles?
Here.
Marisol Cruz?
Good morning.
Thank you, Marisol. Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Bella is present. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Thank you, Eric. Avelia Jones? Alexa?
Here.
Thank you. Rob Macon? Barbara Marbach? Oye, Oye Yippo?
Here.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
I'm here. Oh, I'm sorry. I need to change the name.
Myla is present. Lawrence Reyes?
Presente.
Lawrence Presente. Ziri Rideau?
Present.
Ziri is present. Paul Roberson? Ruth Strauss?
Here.
Thank you, Ruth. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar Presente. Polina Vasiliev? Polina is present. Beth Von Gunten?
Here.
Beth is here. Harvey Wasserman? Carlos Zavala? Thank you, Carlos. Michael Novick?
Yes, present.
Circling back, Christina Avalos? Jose Benavides? Avelia Jones?
Here.
Thank you, Avelia. Rob Macon? Paul Roberson? Thank you, Paul. Harvey Wasserman? Okay.
We do have quorum, so we're going to get the meeting underway.
Chair, I have a request for information.
Yes, what is it?
I noticed Amala originally logged in as Dorothy Wright. During the executive session, I may have a concern with that. Unless Amala is on her own phone. But I have a concern with that.
Erase it during the executive session, please, then.
Thank you.
Do you want to give a land back acknowledgement, Lawrence? And comportment statement.
Yes, just to remind us of Lydia Sponce's land back acknowledgement, I'd like to recognize that we are on the land of the Tonga, the Quiche, Hutchinmen, and other tribes of the state of California. Let's comport ourselves the best way that we can, and let's be as best relatives that we can today, and respect each other and set aside differences and try to put the network and our station in front of us instead of our own best interests. Thank you, Chair. Metakiasi.
Thank you. Are there volunteers to keep time for speakers and for agenda items once we set the agenda?
I'll keep time for the agenda items, Chair.
Thank you. Can someone keep time on the speakers? 90 seconds. Who was that? I'm sorry.
Michael Hush.
Thank you, Michael. So the next item on the agenda is to approve the proposed agenda. Let me read it for the stream. It's the opening business, the call to order and roll call, land back acknowledgement, appointing timekeepers, approve the proposed agenda, the Pacifica mission statement, consider excused absence requests, if any, appeal for funds for KPFK, approve the minutes of the prior meeting, which were attached, set the continuation meeting, for the remainder of the agenda and the budget, and to set a time certain for adjournment. The proposal is 11:30 for a closed session on the GM search. Rest of the agenda would be the management report and discussion. And I'm wondering if Mo Thomas is on the call. I don't hear. Public comment number one and management response, the PNB Committee of Inclusion motion and discussion, and that was also attached.
Michael, point of information, it was hard for me to understand what you said. The sentence before last, I apologize, I was muted. I was trying to get your attention.
Okay, I'm just reading the agenda. I can't look at the screen and the agenda at the same time. The agenda was sent to everybody. It's a draft agenda. It's up to the body. We have a management report and discussion of public comment and management response. The PNB Committee of Inclusion has a motion, and there's a discussion of that, a second period of public comment to wrap up the public comment, and we would adjourn to a closed session at 11:30 if we approve this agenda. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto, I have an addendum to the agenda.
Okay, so the practice is, as you well know, the first thing is somebody moves to accept the agenda, and then we ask for amendments. Is there a motion, as I was asking,
move
to approve the agenda?
Move to approve.
Thank you.
Alison.
Okay, thank you, Bella. What did you wish to add?
Yes, the report out from this past Sunday's fundraising event, community event, that the outreach committee jointly conducted with the Spanish language programmers.
Okay, how much time did you want for that, and where do you want to put it?
Four minutes would do good.
Okay, any objections?
It would normally come under the local committee's report, and I noticed that it has been vacated. So this is very important.
Okay, so is there any objection to adding 4 minutes for report back on the Outreach Committee and the Spanish Language Programmers fundraiser on Sunday?
This is bad.
I have a point of order. I'm sorry.
What's your point of order, Myla?
I have now been disparaged twice, first by Lawrence Reyes in the opening of the meeting and now in the chat. And I would like that to be noted for the record that I've been disturbed. I believe that is outside of our agreed upon rules of conduct. It's just... I just have to draw attention to it and say that I would like it to be part of the record that I once again.
Chair.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I have a point of personal privilege, if you will. I'm not going to entertain that nonsense, but I'll tell you one thing. I made a point that Mala logged in as Dorothy.
I'm sorry.
And I had a concern about that. If she considers that disparaging, then I don't know what to say. But I'm not going to entertain that. Happy stuff.
Okay, I'm sorry. I don't think that the point you raised was disparaging. I asked you to bring it up in closed session where it might be pertinent. And please refrain from using the chat or making comments about people's behavior in the chat. It's not appropriate. Yes, I realize we want to go on the stack. You're interrupted by the point of order. Go ahead, Beth. This is on the question of an addition to the agenda.
I have a substitute motion for Bella's motion. I move that we include that report in the continuation meeting when we do all the other committee reports.
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto would like to respond.
Okay. Kim's hand is up.
Yeah, Kim had her hand up first. Kim and then Bella. Okay, please remember, we're trying to get this meeting done expeditiously. We have a hard stop, if people agree to it, of 11:30, which is 90 minutes. It's already 10:15. Please be succinct in your comments. Bella's next, and then we're going to move to a vote if we can.
Yes, Mr. Chair, thank you. We do not know when the next continuation meeting will be. Further, I would like to point out to this committee that the Outreach Committee monthly meeting has been postponed and changed twice already because of the continuation meetings of this committee.
We're talking about the question of whether or not to add your item to this agenda.
It is for that reason. We do not know when the next continuation meeting will take place, and it is important to let the public know and the committee know what transpired this Sunday.
Okay, thank you. So, do you have the capacity to raise your hand? But I think you did before, so just raise your hand. Yeah, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Okay, thank you. Paulina, you're next. Okay, thank you. That's correct. So let's back up. Is there a second to Bella's motion to add 4 minutes to the originally I asked was any objection, and then there was in the form of a substitute. So, okay, thank you. And is there a second for Beth's substitute?
Second.
Yeah, I have a point of order.
Okay, that was Marisol who seconded?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. What's your point of order, Lawrence?
My point of order is just because a member requests that something be put in the minutes, let it be known that the body has to affirm that request. So that's just so the secretary would know. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. All right. So what's on the floor at the moment is a substitute to put the report on that event Sunday on the continuation agenda once we set the continuation meeting. Beth, you have your hand up again.
Just very briefly to point out that there's nothing in that report that requires action or that is urgent. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to move to a vote, please. So this is on the substitute first. Ralph, can you call the roll? If you vote yes, we would put that item on the agenda of the continuation meeting, which we will set once we approve this agenda and get to that item on the agenda.
First, can you tell me who seconded those motions?
Oscar seconded Bella's and Marisol seconded Beth's.
Okay. Taking the vote on the substitute motion, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Christina Avalos? Oh, no, she's not here. Fred Blair?
No.
Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Marisol votes yes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Avilia Jones?
Yes.
Thank you. Allie Lexa?
Yes.
Allie votes yes. Oye, Oye Yippo?
Yes.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yeah, yes.
Lawrence is yes. Ziri Rideau?
You're muted.
Yes, sorry. I vote pass.
Ziri passes. Paul Roberson? Paul votes yes. Ruth Strauss? Ruth? Is she here?
I'm sorry, did you call my name?
Yes, to vote.
How do you vote?
This is on the substitute motion to put the report on the fundraiser on the agenda of the continuation meeting when we get to it.
Instead of today, please?
That's right.
And that is why you have to explain that to the voters?
Excuse me, don't call out, Bella.
Ruth, do you like to vote?
Abstain.
Okay, Oscar Ulloa? Oscar, how do you vote? Pass. Okay, Polina Vasiliev? Polina abstains. Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Carlos Zavala? Carlos votes yes. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Eric abstains. Ziri Rideau?
Abstain.
Ziri abstains. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar votes no. One moment, please.
Ziri votes no.
This is Sandy. Can I change my vote to yes?
Okay.
Thank you.
And this is my
Ralph.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's Pickham.
Sorry. I'd like to abstain. Change from yes to abstain.
Myla abstains. Any other changes?
Ralph, Fred would like to change to yes.
Okay, Fred, thank you.
Right.
All right.
I'm sorry, Ralph, did you get the chair voted no?
Oh, chair votes no. Okay, thank you.
Sorry, you got started late. Correct.
Yes.
Chair, this is Nine, so I'd like to change my vote to no.
Hey.
Did you get those changes, Ralph?
Okay, hold on. Lawrence, and who was the other?
Polina.
And Marisol, too, as a no. Thanks.
This is Beth. May I request, please, that the secretary restate what it is we're voting on? Because at this point, it's hard for me to be sure that I'm clear and that everyone else is clear. There's been so much back and forth. Please restate the motion.
The chair will restate it. It's your substitute motion to put the report on the fundraiser that took place last Sunday from Outreach and the Spanish language programmers on the agenda of the continuation meeting when we schedule it.
At a future date, please. Not today.
Bella.
You are not getting the full explanation. And that's why there is confusion. It is an abomination what is happening here.
Point of order. I didn't ask for a full explanation. I just asked for the motion to be restated, which you did. Thank you, Michael.
Does anybody else wish to change the vote before the secretary reads us the vote?
Yes.
Excuse me.
This is Ruth.
Go ahead, Ruth.
Yeah, I want to change my vote that it's fine to put that on the agenda at a future meeting.
What was your previous vote? Abstain?
My previous vote was abstain.
Okay, in that case, you're voting yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I have 11 yes votes, 5 no votes, and 3 abstentions.
Okay, so that becomes the main motion. Is there any objection?
Bella objects.
Okay, I want to point out to everybody that this took longer than it would have taken to have the report. This is ridiculous. I'll have to say that as a chair. I find it offensive. We specifically said that we need to have this meeting be expeditious, and people are going through absurd lengths. I heard one objection, and I'm not going to require a vote on it. If somebody wants to overrule me, they can do so. Hearing no objection, that's adopted. Any further changes to the agenda? Any further objections to the agenda as stated?
Bella objects to the agenda as stated.
Okay, is there any other objection? Hearing none, we're going to proceed with the
Jay, you got two hands up. Okay. Bob's hand has been up and Kim's hand is up.
Okay, Ralph, you had your hand up. Was that just to give the count or something else?
Took it down.
Thank you. Kim? It's not on the agenda. It's an addendum to the agenda, so people are aware that it exists. The agenda is as I stated it. Okay, we'll correct that. All right, thank you. Thank you. Eric, you have your hand up?
Yes, Michael. I would like a clarification. Do we, as an LSB, allow everyone who has tangential business on our meetings to completely participate as if they're LSB members, or do we only have LSB members participate?
We extend the courtesy to the LSB officers who have pertinent information to provide to be recognized during LSB discussions. Thank you.
Okay, it sounds like that Kim is a voting member. That's all I'm saying. We should revisit that issue, because especially in a situation where we want efficient meetings, I don't think it makes sense personally. That's all. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Just to be clear again, the treasurer and the secretary are not members of the LSB. They can't raise points of order, but they will be recognized to speak if they have something pertinent to say related to the business of the body.
Permission.
What is your question, Myla?
I have raised my hand.
Could you please cite for us the rule that says that members, ex officio members, cannot raise points of order? Can you cite
that? I'm sorry. There's only one ex officio member of the local station board, and that is the general manager or interim general manager. There is no statement anywhere that the treasurer or secretary are ex officio members of the local station board. They're officers of the board who are not members. It specifically says you need not be a member.
Then please cite where it says that officers of the
board
Robert's
rules,
points of order.
Robert's rules of order say that points of order can only be raised by members of the body. It's very clear that the secretary and the treasurer are not members of the body. They don't have to be. Thank you. That's the citation. Bella, you have your hand up. To what purpose?
Yes, and I would like to be recognized. Thank you. What Eric just brought up is very important. And these two individuals, the secretary and Kim Kaufman, have been permitted since January to vote, bring up points of order as though members of this body. I have brought this up to you, Mr. Chair, in different sessions, and it has not been dealt with.
They have never voted on anything. We're going to move on. I'm sorry, Kim.
The secretary has been voting at this body.
And no, he's not.
The secretary is, Bella, please do not interrupt me. We're going to move on to our business. The secretary has never voted on this body. The secretary has voted on the governance committee as a member of the governance committee, as a member of the public. The treasurer has voted on the governance committee and on the finance committee as a member of the committee and a member of the public. There's no further discussion of this item. We're moving on to the agenda. The next item on the agenda is the Pacifica mission statement.
I can read it, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead. Let me just ask Ruth, for the next meeting, can you prepare to read the mission statement as the newest member? That's our normal policy, but I forgot to ask you. Go ahead, Bella.
The Pacifica mission statement: to establish a foundation organized and operated exclusively for educational purposes, no part of the net earnings of which inures to the benefit of any member of the foundation. To establish and operate for educational purposes in such manner that the facilities involved shall be as nearly self-sustaining as possible, one or more radio broadcasting stations licensed if by the Federal Communications Commission and subject to their operation to the regulatory actions of the Commission under the Communications Act of 1934, as amended, in radio broadcasting operations to encourage and provide outlets for the creative skills and energies of the community, to conduct classes and workshops in the writing and producing of drama, to establish awards and scholarships for creative writing, to offer performance facilities to amateur instrumentalists, choral groups, orchestral groups, and music students, and to promote and aid other creative activities which will serve the cultural welfare of the community. In radio broadcasting operations, to engage in any activity that shall contribute to a lasting understanding between nations and between the individuals of all nations, races, creeds, and colors. To gather and disseminate information on the causes of conflict between any and all such groups and through any and all means compatible with the purposes of this corporation, to promote the study of political and economic problems and of the causes of religious, philosophical, and racial antagonisms. In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution. May I continue?
Please do.
In radio broadcasting operations, to promote the full distribution of public information, to obtain access to sources of news not commonly brought together in the same medium, and to employ such varied sources in the public presentation of accurate, objective, comprehensive news on all matters vitally affecting the community. This is the Pacifica mission statement.
Thank you. I did not receive any excused absence request. Did the secretary? You're muted, Ralph.
Christina Avalos.
Okay. Is there any objection to excusing Christina's excused absence request?
Oh, man.
What is the reason, Mr. Chair, for the excused absence?
Personal reasons.
Is there any objection to excusing the absence? Hearing none, it's excused. Approve of the minute. I'm sorry, appeal for funds. We are in the middle of an emergency fund drive, and it is very, very urgent. I will appeal again to everyone, and we do have a motion later on to discuss about how to do this, but we need to increase the membership of the station significantly. We need to get more people to become sustainers. We need to get more people to become members by the basic donation of $25. If we could get thousands and thousands of people who are in organizations that support the mission of Pacifica that we just heard, committed to free speech, committed to peace and justice and intercommunal harmony. And so if you have people that you know, please work with them to increase the membership of the station and increase the funds coming in so we can get out of fund drive. Thank you. Item H is approval of the minutes of the prior meeting, which Ralph distributed. Again, that's the last open meeting. Any objection to approving the minutes? Hearing none, the minutes are approved. What was your objection?
Oh.
All right, that's your misinterpretation. It came up in the new business, and it. It was not.
Mr. Chair, Bellis.
I'm sorry. My understanding is when you have. Thank you, Mr. Benavides. We know your presence. Ralph, can you please take note of Jose's presence here? My understanding is that when you have an item on the agenda called new business, somebody can raise a point of new business, and then time expired. It was not dealt with past being raised. If somebody wants to overrule the chair on that, they can do so. But I point out that it's 10:37, and we're trying to end this meeting. If we can get to the item J on the opening business, to end this meeting at 11:30.
May I be recognized?
Yes, Myla.
I'm sorry I have to do this, but I move to overrule the chair on that. I agree with Kim.
Okay, Bella, you have your hand up?
Yes, Mr. Chair. What continues to happen in this committee is the obfuscation and the ability of a certain member like myself to bring up a motion to this body. For 3 months, there has been a rescinding motion that has been prevented. Also, my minority report from the Finance Committee has been prevented. Also today, just now witnessed, preventing just 3 minutes to do a report on the recent KPFK outreach efforts to with the Spanish language programming fundraiser. This is not democracy, and Kim Kaufman is a tyrant. Okay. And I feel that this needs to be taken up.
All
and
right.
This is outrageous.
I'm sorry.
Point of order. This has to be.
I'm sorry. Please stop calling out. The chair is going to move on the vote to overrule the chair. Ralph, can you call the roll? If you vote yes, you uphold it.
Point of order. When someone makes disparaging comments about another, this has to be noted in the record of the meeting. This outrageous behavior needs to be corrected, and it needs to be memorialized in the minutes.
Okay, thank you. In general, I'm sorry. The chair wishes to respond. In general, in the minutes, we do not keep track of anything people say. We keep track of the actions of the body. Mr. Sword, I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Point of order, Chair.
What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
A member does have the right to request that something be reflected in the minutes, but the body has to affirm that be done so. So that's all I got to say.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Soto, please refrain from making any comments about people's attitudes, remarks, or what you attribute their motivations or character to be. That's not the purpose of these meetings. The purpose of these meetings is to conduct the business of local station board. And I ask you, let's consider that a warning, Bella. The chair has ruled that the minutes are accurate as presented because under new business, members can raise new business items. That's why we put new business on the agenda. So if you uphold the ruling of the chair, Ralph's going to call the roll. And if you vote yes, the chair will be upheld. We're going to move on to trying to deal with setting the continuation meeting in a time certain for adjournment. Go ahead, Ralph.
Okay, so just to be clear, a yes vote is to affirm the chair.
Yes.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Can we clarify what the chair has put forward?
The chair has ruled that under new business, members can bring up new business items without having to put them on the agenda beforehand. That's what new business is for. And that there's no problem with having had a motion
brought
up.
Understood. Understood. Thank you for clarifying.
Okay. Jose Benavides? Do you uphold the chair? Thank you. Fred Blair?
Fred Blair votes yes.
Thank you. Yes. Sandy Childs?
Pass.
Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Bella DeSoto? Bella DeSoto? Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Ivilia
Jones? Vote yes. I vote yes, Secretary Bella.
Thank you, Bella. Ivilia Jones?
Pass.
That was a pass. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Ali abstains. Oyepo?
Yes.
Thank you, Oye. Myla Reason?
I emphatically vote no.
Okay, that's an emphatic no. Lawrence Reyes?
Emphatic yes.
Lawrence is a yes. Ziri Rideau?
Yes.
Thank you, Ziri. Paul Roberson? Paul votes yes. Ruth Strauss? Ruth?
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Ruth votes yes. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar votes yes. Polina Vasiliev? Thank you. Beth Von Guten?
Abstain.
Beth abstains. Carlos Zavala? Carlos abstains. Sandy Childs?
No.
Sandy votes no. Marisol Cruz?
That's a yes.
Marisol votes yes. Ivilia Jones?
Abstain.
Ivilia abstains. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay, one moment. I have 14 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 4 abstentions.
Okay, I think the chair is upheld. We're moving on to approval of setting the continuation meeting. The minutes of the prior meeting have been approved. Is there a motion for a continuation meeting from a member of the body who can make motions?
Mr. Chair, Bella DeSoto.
Yes, Bella.
I would like for you to not consider the 28th, which is the last Sunday of the month.
Please make a motion.
For the outreach committee.
Okay, you called upon to make a motion. Do you have a motion?
Yes.
For the continuation meeting?
Yes, I would like to move to a continuation meeting other than next Sunday.
Name a date.
Yes, we can do it next Monday.
With a substitute motion.
Chair, do you have Kim?
There was no, okay, there was no second. Kim is not a member, and I'm asking a member to make a motion.
All right, sorry about that.
Beth, I'm sorry. Bella was not seconded. What's your motion, Beth?
I move that we hold a continuation meeting next Sunday morning at 10 o'clock to finish whatever agenda items we don't reach today. Thank you.
Is there a second for that?
Myla seconds.
Any discussion?
Fred seconds it.
It was already seconded by Myla. Thank you, Fred. Is a discussion to meet a week from today at 10 a.m.? That would be the 28th.
Bella DeSoto would like to, I have my hand up.
Yes, go ahead, Bella.
I oppose that date. That is the Outreach Committee meeting date. And it seems to be a favorite date for these continuation meetings. There's got to be another option.
Thank you. Beth, you have your hand up again?
Yes. I move this because we need to get, we shouldn't delay the business beyond the Labor Day weekend. It would put it 2-3 weeks beyond. And especially the budget needs to be reviewed as soon as we have it to move it on up to the National Finance Committee so that it we can deal with that before we lose NEDA at the end of September. There's going to be a logjam of stuff to deal with, and the sooner we get ours in, the more likely it will be reviewed and the more sanely we can handle it. And I would just as soon not leave unfinished business dangling for weeks. We should meet, get on with it, and be done with it. The Outreach Committee can meet at the conclusion of the LSB meeting.
Thank you, Myla.
Yeah, I'd just like to say I agree with Beth.
Okay, thank you. And, Kim, Kim, you have your hand up as treasurer. Do you want to speak to the issue of the budget? Okay, thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Point of information.
Okay. Yeah, what's your question?
I have my hand up.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let's get the question and we'll get to you, Lawrence. What was the question?
Thank you. I phrased this as the motion as a continuation meeting. It was my understanding that part of the purpose of this meeting, in addition to receiving the budget, reviewing the budget, was that we would finish the normal routine LSB business that we review every month. We have a standard agenda for that we adapt each month. My understanding was that all the reports would be simply delayed until we could cover them in that continuation meeting.
What's the question?
Is that
this,
correct?
Please.
Okay, thank you. That was not, yeah. All right. That's a clarification. Yes, that's okay, Beth. That was not really a question. It's a clarification. Lawrence, and then Bella.
Yeah, I'd like
that
to know.
Excuse me. That is a question.
Excuse me, Chair.
Is
please.
That
I'm sorry. Please.
All the rules equally to everyone.
Otherwise, I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay, we are talking about doing the rest of the normal business of the committee. It was incorrectly phrased on the agenda. My apologies. It said a continuation meeting for the rest of the agenda, but it's not the rest of this agenda. It's the normal agenda. That's the clarification.
Thank you. That's what I intended.
Thank you. Mr. Reyes, go ahead.
Oh, my goodness. Chair, I just want to mention that I think just like you apply the rules to everyone else, to be subjected to the same rules. It's only justice. So my concern is that after we vote on this motion, are we going to go to public comment? When is the required public comment going to be held?
Public comment is scheduled on the agenda shortly after the management report. And
but there was
again,
no management report yet.
We haven't gotten to it yet. We're on item 1I. We haven't gotten to item 2 yet. Thank,
okay,
you.
Thank you.
Bella.
The next meeting, yes, it would not be a continuation meeting. Kim is correct, because we have a lot of matter to deal with. we will have a full agenda, which we are not taking care of today. So wanted to clarify that, but we have lost too much time on this issue. It should have been clarified earlier. Thank you.
Okay, with the understanding that the motion refers to completing the rest of the normal monthly business of the LSB, which includes directors' reports and discussion and committee reports and discussion and other items of business that might come up, and additional public comment at that meeting. Is there any objection to the motion to set that meeting, including both that and a focus on the budget for, or there was an objection to the 28th. So the motion is for the 28th. We're going to call the roll, please, Ralph, on that motion. You have to unmute, Ralph.
Okay, voting on the continuation meeting, or the emergency meeting. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Thank you, Grace. Jose Benavides? Okay, that's a pass. Fred Blair? Fred Blair?
Yes, for Fred Blair.
Got you, Fred. Sandy Childs?
Pass.
Marisol Cruz?
Abstain.
Marisol abstains. Bella DeSoto?
Abstain.
Bella abstains. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric votes yes. Avia Jones? Avia Jones? I'll come back to her. Ali Lexa?
I'm sorry. Can you tell me exactly what this vote is?
We're voting. I'll repeat it again. We're voting on having a meeting on the 28th that will take up the rest of the normal monthly business of the local station board and the budget. 10 a.m. a week from today.
Thank you for clarifying that.
How do you vote?
I abstain.
Oye, Oye Yippo?
Yes.
Oye votes yes. Myla Reason? Myla?
Yes, I'm here.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Lawrence abstains. Ziri Rideau?
No.
Ziri votes no. Paul Roberson? Paul abstains. Ruth Strauss? Ruth abstains. Oscar Ulloa? Oscar? Oscar abstains. Polina Vasiliev? Polina votes yes. Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Thank you. Carlos Zavala? Carlos votes yes. Jose Benavides? Jose abstains.
Mr. Secretary, this is Bella. I need
wait,
to change
let me
place.
Finish the vote.
I need to change my vote, Mr. Secretary.
Okay, what is your change, Bella?
No.
Bella votes no. Sandy Childs?
Abstain.
Sandy Childs abstains. Avia Jones? Is Avia still on the call? I don't see her. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone want to change their vote before I count it?
Mr. Chair, Avelia texted me and said that for some reason she dropped off the call and she's trying to get back in. So I don't know if we should give her a moment. Okay. Good to know.
Please don't talk without recognition.
Well, if we skip Avilia, I have 9 yes votes, 2 no votes, and 8 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. That's carried. So we have a meeting a week from today at 10 a.m. to conduct the rest of the normal monthly business and the budget. Next item on our agenda is a time certain for adjournment. The proposal that was made by the Governance Committee is a hard time certain of 11:30 a.m. to go to a closed session on the General Manager Search Committee. It is 10:57. We need to have a half hour of public comment, and if we adopt this time, then there's probably time for nothing else but public comment. Is there a motion to set a time? Thank you. So that's
second lines.
Okay. It's moved and seconded. Is there any objection to a time certain of adjournment at 11:30 a.m.? We would move to the closed session.
Who made the motion?
Beth made the motion and Lawrence seconded it. I'm sorry, can people please mute who are not speaking?
I couldn't hear you, Michael. Who made the motion?
I said Beth made the motion and Lawrence seconded it. Is there any objection to that motion to set a time certain for adjournment to 11:30?
Chair, you have Grace's hand up.
Grace, go ahead. Thank you. You're muted, Grace.
I have no objection. I was going to make the same motion.
Okay, thank you. All right, hearing no objection, the time certain for adjournment is set at 11:30 a.m. No, the agenda is already approved, John. We're well into the agenda. We moved through the entire item 1 through J. I would say we have 2 minutes if Ali Lexa wants to give any kind of management report as the assistant to the interim general manager, unless Mo Thomas is on the call. Ali, can you say anything about the state of the current fund drive?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Yeah, the current fund drive, we're at about $83,000 right now. We had planned to end the drive on August 26th. August 25th is Public Radio Day, so we're also going to be doing some special historical programming on the 25th, which is Public Radio Day. Hopefully that'll get some response. We probably won't be at our goal by the 26th, so the drive might be extended until the last week of August, maybe the 29th or 30th. Last night, Hector Resendez and Kathy Diaz and the hosts of Canto Tropical held a fundraising salsa party for KPFK. And from what I understand, it went very well. I think that, was it Ruth that attended? From the reports back, it did quite well. And hopefully more events like this will be up and coming. And I also want to applaud those that put on the event last Sunday as well. And, I did what I could to help promote that online with promotions. Thank you.
Thank you. So it's at 11 o'clock. We have a half hour public comment and that will take us to adjournment. So are the members of the public who wish to speak? I'm sorry, Bill. Members of the public. Andrew Weiss, you have your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you, Michael. This is Andrew Weiss. We have not had a report to the listener by the general manager in many, many months. We are due a report to the listener by the local station board for this month, and we have not had a report to the listener as required by the executive director and the chief financial officer in many years. That also is required. The Pacifica bylaws, which we are required as a foundation to follow, charges the Pacifica National Board with, quote, ensuring regular communication with the members. Seems we're having not regular, but irregular, and sometimes no communication with the members. We are also failing financially. We are losing members. Has anybody considered that this might have something to do with it, that the members, the listeners, would like to have regular communication with their governance and with their management, and that the listeners and the members would like us to follow our bylaws as they're written and the policies? So what is it going to take, folks? These are simple things. Reports to the listener. Go on air. Open up the phone lines. Tell us what's going on. Takes an hour. There's over 700 hours in each month. This is a simple thing. Can we not follow our bylaws? Can we not communicate with the listeners? Can we not try and respect the listeners and the members so that they'll continue to become listeners and members and donate their money? What's it going to take, folks? That's all I ask. Thank you.
Thank you, Andrew. I have Margo Eiser, Michael Heiss, Janine Rowan, and Nancy Saibara Naritomi in that order. Margo, you're up on mute. Thank you.
Okay. First of all, why isn't the treasurer's report required at every LSV meeting, et cetera? Okay, that's one. Number two, we've got to make sure that during unfund drives, it is made very clear that people can donate at any time, though possibly certain premiums will not be available, et cetera. Three, got to make sure that we, who pay for running the station, as we're being told we do, have complete information and influence on all decisions and detailed reports on how every single penny is spent, so that somehow, like, the bills are paid on time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I agree with Andrew. It's nearly the end of August. When is the interim general manager going to give the required report to listeners? Another one, please make sure that the new GM actually resides in Southern California so he or she can be at the station and directly involved in all aspects. And now three, another last one, I think is the last one. Although the scheduling can be done by the by a program director working with a committee of listeners, sponsors, etc., to work on an effective one, to abide by the mission statement, programmers are responsible for the content and should not be interfered with. And that is what I think I have condensed down in here. But I just hope that there's some way to run these meetings in a different way that will make them actually focus on what's necessary to keep KPFK and Pacifica going. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Michael Heiss, Janine Rohn, Nancy, Raymond Goldstone, Francisco Martinez. So Michael is up. Thank you, Mr. Heiss. Janine Rohn? Go ahead. It's only 90 seconds, but there's 30 minutes if needed. Thank you. Nancy, then I have Raymond, then Francisco. Thank you. Raymond?
Thank you. First, at the Governance Committee, there was a specific vote not to discuss the budget on 8/28, but to have that at the next LSB meeting. And apparently that has been pushed aside. Two, I understand that the LSB is going into executive session to discuss a pool of general manager candidates and to recommend a certain number to somebody. I'm astonished that we're doing that because I don't have a clue how you're going to pay a general manager. We're $500,000 or slightly less in debt each year for the last year or so. And it just doesn't make sense that we can now magically manufacture the money to pay a general manager. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you. I just want to comment briefly. There were three motions at the Governance Committee regarding how to handle the unfinished business of the budget. All three motions failed. There was no recommendation from Governance about how to deal with the continuation meeting or the date thereof. In any case, even that recommendation would have been up to this body to decide. Francisco? Thank you, Francisco. I have someone on the phone with their hand up, labeled here as calling user 4, and then Kim Kaufman as a member of the public.
Can I be heard?
Yes, you can. Go ahead. Yes, that's okay, you.
Okay, thanks. So I wanted to present a slightly different perspective than I heard coming from some people earlier. The situation at KPFT in Houston, where the general manager was snatched out without any consultation with the board, either over the issue of them being unable to afford his salary or anything else, is completely improper and a violation of the essential principle of local station board involvement in the selection of management, which is why they get to select, they get to create the pool, and they get to conduct evaluations, and they get to recommend the termination. So none of that happened. They're saying, oh, well, you know, it wasn't a performance issue, so we didn't have to talk to the LSB, but that's garbage. The LSB is supposed to be monitoring the budget, approving the budget, monitoring the budget. If something becomes unaffordable, you don't get four directors from a station to go in and make that decision. You discuss it with the LSB. And then with regard to the selection of an interim general manager, if the other piece had been done properly, that too comes to the LSB for discussion. You don't, there wasn't even an announcement that the position was open and a request for people who would like to volunteer. There's some people there who engineered the removal of one person and the installation of another, and it is completely improper. Mind you, this guy is also trying to hold on to his staff rep seat on the LSB while sitting in his interim management seat on the LSB. It's insane. In New York, people in National decided to override the LSB's recommendation with regard to the program director. Okay, thanks. I'll wrap up. With regard to the program director pool, completely overriding the LSB's work and decision. So as you move forward with your selection of a general manager, please be careful and don't have the hypocrites who might have supported one piece of dirty business in New York or one piece of dirty business in KPFT.
That's
now come to talk about what they want to play.
Thank you. I have Kim, Jim, and Bruce.
Yeah,
Jim Dingman.
Yes, thank you, Michael. I wanted to respond, and this is my opinion only, to the issue that was raised about Texas. Texas has had 5 years of failing fund drives, 5 years in a row. The last two fund drives before the financial problems were just over the top, I believe got 15 to 20% of their goals. So we've had 5 years of failed fund drives. Now, that led to the decision to cut back the finances in Texas, of which the gentleman was laid off. He was offered, Mr. Franklin was offered a interim general manager position. He refused as a volunteer basis. And then Mr. Weinman was brought in. Now, the issue of people being on LSBs and not going on to, you know, another position and staying on. We've had plenty of examples throughout the history of Pacifica where people have been on LSBs, been EDs. They've retained their positions. There's number one or two people on this board itself in that situation. So it's erroneous to argue that that's something unusual. Just simply, let's be blunt. It's faction politics. People are trying to sit there and game out the relative balance of forces in each station. That's all it's about. And I hope that folks here in Los Angeles, really, I'm looking forward to see the wisdom of everybody on this board in terms of how they select a new GM. Finally, the issue in New York. Yeah, the issue in New York is quite simple. The bylaws. Oh, I am it. Okay, well, okay, fine. I'd just like to finish this comment, Michael.
Quickly.
The issue, well, the bylaws are subject to the state, the laws of the state of California and the federal laws of the United States government.
Okay.
And that precedes any kind of arguments that are made
in the
bylaw separate. Thank you.
I have Bruce and a listener. Bella, this is public comment. Yeah, Bruce. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. I have someone on the phone named listener. You have your hand up. You're next to speak. You're unmuted. Go ahead.
Is that me?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I wanted to correct this fallacy that Bill Crozier started in Houston and that Jim Dingman is repeating here on this call. The general manager is a member of the local station board, a non-voting member, but a member. An executive director can come from the board of directors when that position is vacant, according to California law, but they are not a member of the PNB. They do not have a seat on the PNB. Frankly, they don't even have to come to PNB meetings unless they're invited. So to say that what a GM does or the role of a GM on an LSB, and therefore they're allowed two seats, is the same, two seats. Is the same as what an ED does for Pacifica when there's not an executive director in place, is at best mistaken and at worst deceptive.
Thank you. So we have people on, that was the second bite. So I have Andrew, Jim, and Kim. And then I think we'll probably be at time for the meeting. We're pretty close to it. Andrew, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a point of order after after public comment. Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, this is Andrew Weiss. To Bruce's point, thank you, Bruce. Yes, if we have a report to the listener, that will be a fine time to discuss what's going on with programming, to listen to the listeners who are the stakeholders of the station, who are the ones we are programming for. It will be nice to listen to them, to get their feedback, to have their questions. So regular reports to the listener would be a good thing. In fact, it's required, might I remind all of us. Just an hour a month, that's all we ask. Also during fund drives, be a good time to talk with the listeners about the fund drive and why it's important that they donate, et cetera, et cetera. Simple thing, 1 hour a month. And lastly, with all due respect to Kim Kaufman, the treasurer, she seems to have open purview to discuss things during the regular discussion session. I don't think she should be taking up time for the public as well. She's getting double comment period. I think that should not continue. Thank you.
Thank you. Jim?
Yeah. KPFT has actually made their fundraising goals, even though we have a, quote, interim general manager who's voluntary. So, you know, I guess, again, and this is all my opinion, you know, faction fights always prevail in terms of how people want to game the various numbers of folks that they're allied with that are elected to boards. And let's get back into the situation about New York. In New York, one, there is ample evidence that if any of the management were to quit, they could, in all probability, easily collect due to hostile work environment issues, due to unconstrained communications from people. They could collect money in a lawsuit. That's probably a fact. And so this is something that is ignored by those who want to deal with the issue of Ms. Barr in their arguments in New York. And the final thing to say about that is that in California law, there is a provision that states that you cannot have a majority of employees hire their supervisor. That was violated in the process in New York. So that's the kind of thing that people continue to ignore. And, you know, why do you ignore it? What's the reason why you ignore it? Do you want simply to dominate and control the programming? That's what I think you want to do. And I think that objective would be a mistake. Thank you.
Okay, great time. I have calling user 5. Is that somebody who hasn't spoken yet? A person on the phone with their hand up?
Yes, this is Jonathan Markowitz.
Go ahead.
I have a question for one of the other public comments. That's Bruce Grief. Just made a comment about who is making decisions in terms of programming. Bruce, I would like to know who it is you suggest should be making decisions over programming. Thank you.
You probably have to communicate with each other unless he wants to get back on public comment. I have Janine Roan.
Chad, timekeeper.
Thank you. Yeah.
We got 3 minutes left.
It's 11:26, and we have your point of order, Lauren. So I'm going to take your point of order.
Chad,
Lawrence is recognized for his point of order. Go ahead.
Thank you. My point of order is that a member of this body logged in under somebody else's name, and before we go into executive session, I'd like to make sure that is cleared up. Thank you.
Okay, that will be cleared up at the first business in the executive session.
Thank you.
Okay, I have some Harvey. Is that Harvey Wasserman? This person on the phone says Harvey.
I renamed him because that was his number. Harvey, is that you?
Yeah.
You have your hand up.
Harvey Wasserman.
Okay, your attendance. Go ahead.
What's that?
Well, no, your attendance. Barely.
And, I just want to reiterate that the unfortunate chaos of this meeting underscores why we need new bylaws and why there need to be new elections. Thank you.
All right, it's 11:28. I want to take the prerogative of the chair to make a comment about the way we handle our business this meeting. I think that people need to think twice before they raise any motions related to parliamentary procedure. The process that went on today about the agenda was outrageous. We wasted more time dealing with whether or not things could be on the agenda than would have been taken by putting them on the agenda and getting to them. We might have been able to get to some serious business, which there were a couple of pieces of that were on the agenda, including the report from the Committee of Inclusion. And I think that we have to think very, very seriously about the need for greater inclusivity, greater diversity, and greater equity in the operations, management, programming, and governance of the station. And the fact that this body frittered away almost an hour dealing with parliamentary minutia when it could have actually dealt with that motion and passed it and put it into operation so that we could have had an effort to increase the inclusivity of this station, I find outrageous as the chair of this body. And people need to think twice and think again about the stunts they pull. And that applies across the board in every faction and every individual on this board without exception. We are at 11:29, and I'm entertaining a motion to adjourn this meeting.
Before adjourning, I just want to reiterate that there is a director from New York, and directors are allowed to attend executive session, just to let you know, just in case he wanted to.
Okay, thank you. So I'm looking for a motion to adjourn to the closed session. When we go to closed session, I will end this recording, and everybody who is not a member of the LSB, a member of the LSB, will be off the call, with the exception of the secretary, who is usually kept on closed sessions to take attendance and take minutes. If the director wants to be on, that's his prerogative, as you said.
Move to adjourn.
Ali Alexa moves to adjourn. Is there any opposition? Hearing number, time certain in any case?
Second.
Okay, thank you. Second of my soul and no opposition. We are adjourned in the general business meeting. Everybody who's not on the LSB, please leave the call quickly.
Michael, I just cut the stream.
Thank you.